Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Janice. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Joy Terrio, and I had to go to my bank and close down my debit card because I had a charge from this organization that I didn't recognize.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to assist you on the unauthorized charge that you are referring to. May you please provide me with your zip code so I can try finding you in the system?
Yes, it's 04401.
04401. All right, and may you also please provide me with your first and last name?
It's Joy, and the last name is Theriault.
Okay, give me 1 second, Miss Joy.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding for me, Ms. Joy. So I was able to pull up the account. May you please verify your shipping address for security purposes?
My shipping address is 78 Lakeview Road in Glen Burn, Maine, 04401.
All righty. Thank you so much, Ms. Joy, for providing me with your shipping address. Give me one moment, ma'am, while I pull up your account so I can review the charges on the account.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, ma'am. Hello, Ms. Joy. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me, ma'am. So I do see here on September the 16th, you paid the amount of $7.95 for the shipping and handling for the cookware. You entered into a contest to win the cookware.
Okay, this is a charge for $54.95.
So what happened was you enrolled into the Factory Direct Savings Club. And every month you are charged in return, to receive $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is the online web store. So what happened was when you paid the shipping and handling, you didn't cancel within the time frame when you paid the shipping and handling. So that's why you was enrolled into the membership and it was charged the amount of $54.95 on November the 23rd. And also on November the 3rd, I see another charge of $39.95.
Okay, well, I didn't realize that I was entering into any kind of membership. I thought I was entering a contest to win some cookware. And I didn't obviously never got the cookware, even if I paid for the shipping and handling. So I think that I should, I don't want to be part of this anymore, and I think I should be refunded my money.
Yes, ma'am. Well, there are terms and conditions when you enter into the contest to win the cookware. As customer courtesy, I only can offer you a 35% from the $54.95 and the $39.95 because it is a valid charge. And this was back in November, and we haven't charged your card since November the 23rd. I do see here where we tried to process the We tried to take out the $39.95, but that was declined, and that was December the 5th.
That's because you had me shut down my card.
Yes, ma'am. Did you you already spoke with your bank?
Yes, I did. I went there.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about the
issue. Okay. Did you file a dispute?
Yes, I did, and they said that I needed to call you.
Okay, ma'am, give me one moment. Do you mind if I put you on the brief hold?
No, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Miss Joy. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me, ma'am. Okay, so I understand that you filed a dispute with your bank, and what that is only a dispute, and it is not guaranteed refund. What your bank would do is contact us to get additional information, and we will provide them with this recording in the website where the terms and conditions stated is a membership fee, trial, or et cetera. Also, they will then drop the dispute, advising you to give us a call, which you stated that you did give us a call, and we will confirm those charges are valid. I do apologize for the inconvenience and the misunderstanding, but to save you some time, and as a courtesy, I can issue you a 50% refund for both of those charges until you can give us a call with your bank on the line and drop the dispute, and then we can give you the full refund amount.
What exactly did I get in return for my membership?
Well, for the membership, every month you are charged in return to receive a $125 gift card for the Factory Direct Savings Club.
And I did not get a gift card?
You were supposed to receive a gift card.
I never did.
You never did? Give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me look into your account for you. Give me one moment.
All right.
Okay. Hello, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So where I review the charges on November the 23rd through September the 16th. And also just to confirm your email address, it is joymwt@aol.com.
That's correct.
Okay, so the gift card was sent out to your email, and it should be in your spam/slash junk folder, but we did send it out to your email when those transactions were processed.
Okay, and you're going to refund 50% of what was charged to me?
Yes, ma'am. I only can refund 50%, but if you can give us a call with your bank on the line to dispute the charges, we can negotiate refunding your, refunding your full amount for both charges.
Okay, so let's do the 50% for now until I can get down there.
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am, and I can go ahead and process. Would you like to go ahead and cancel your account as well?
Yes, please.
Okay, give me one moment.
Do you get guests to leave the wedding once it's over?
Hello, Ms. Joy. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me, ma'am. So I was able to go ahead and credit your account for both of those charges, and that will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days for the 50% from the original price. Also, ma'am, I can go ahead and provide you with your cancellation number.
All right. So right ahead. I'm ready.
Okay. So it's capitalized C as in cat. 681-238-494.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your day, Ms. Joy, and be safe.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.